So obviously this is a huge event with tens of thousands of people coming. How do you prepare for that?
Well, there's been months and months of planning, and the good thing is we've had this event in previous years and before, so we know how it's worked before. The things have worked really, really successfully, and we're keen to reintroduce what we've done before and learn from the lessons that we've learned in previous years. And clearly this year, the number of international incidents that there's been from a terrorist nature, we've learned from them as well.
In what way?
Well, we've learned from them in that we can never be complacent. We need to make sure the public are alert but not alarmed. And what we need to do is make sure that we present with security staff a very, very clear presence and one that deters any form of criminality, including any form of terrorist attack. And we will do that through a variety of measures. Some you will see, some you won't. And that will include we'll have armed police officers at the air show on Saturday and Sunday.
But that's nothing for people to be scared of or like you say, alarmed.
No, absolutely not. And I mean, one of the big messages to my officers will be, enjoy it and engage with the public, but they have this a serious safety and security side as well. But we know from other events in Ayrshire and across Scotland that you can have armed police in an event and actually they're very engaging and the public enjoy them. They're actually a lot of children can become attracted to armed officers and have a dialogue with them and discussion with them. And actually we've seen lots of cracking pictures on social media run about that from right across the country, especially after the terrorist attacks in Manchester and London.
And you mentioned children there, it is a family event. What's your advice to parents?
Well, advice to parents is that there is nothing worse than losing your child, and having done that in a shopping centre myself, I know the panic they can set in. And the vast majority of parents will be looking after their children and they'll be in sight all the time, but it does happen at these events, and we know from previous years that children go missing. So we've put some procedures in place, as we have in previous years, to help with that. Parents can come to meet the Police Scotland Youth Volunteers. We can issue children with a wristband, and on that there'll be a contact number for a parent. So in the unlikely event that you do lose your child, if we come in contact with the child, we can give you a phone, and likewise you can contact us, and we'll reunite the children. It worked really, really successfully last year, and we're really, really keen to build on that success this year.
In terms of getting to and from the event, the advice is to take public transport, but people will bring their cars. What's your advice to them?
Yeah, so definitely take public transport, you're right. If you can't do that, please plan your journey. Please follow the directions that are there and definitely allow for more time for it. The weather forecast is good. We anticipate air being really, really busy in the main roads in and out, being more congested than they normally would be at a weekend. So plan your journey and be patient.
And parking restrictions still apply.
Yep, so again, there's nothing worse than losing your child, and then second worst thing is probably losing your car on the back of a towed away truck. So the regulations that are normally in place will be there. There'll be restricted parking, so consider others and obey the law.
And just going back to your point earlier, you are the face of police in Scotland and you want people to come and say hello, and it is the ideal event for that, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I've had to cancel days off from officers to work at it. I'm going to work at it myself, and I don't like doing that, but officers that do work at it do enjoy it, even if it's their day off, because it's just got such a good buzz about it. It is an enjoyable event. It's done for all the right reasons. People celebrate the day, the weather, what they see in the sky and elsewhere, and everybody just comes together for a really common purpose, which is to enjoy themselves, which is never a bad thing.